Go ahead and press record. And the other thing I have to do is get to tell you the statements to telling you what we're doing. So the key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available for further use in efforts to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut. Have you signed the participant identification and release agreements?
Of course.
All right, great. Now we're ready to start. Brian, will you just tell me who you are, where you're from, how old you are?
My name's Brian Smith. I'm 29 years old.
So you put that on, too? I forgot that.
Where does this go?
You put your name tag on your shirt or whatever.
There you go.
Okay.
It actually still picks it up really well.
Okay, my name's Brian Smith. I'm an archaeologist from Fairfax County, Virginia. I'm 29 years old. I was first introduced to the story of the chestnut from my anthropology professor at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. He first told us about the story about one in every four trees in the forest was a chestnut, yeti, yeti, yeti. Okay. I first saw the plight of the chestnut when we were doing an archaeology dig in Oakton, Virginia, is where I've lived for 20 years. I put two and two together, but it wasn't quite immediate because when I decided to do an inventory of all the trees, the trees that the archaeologist showed me were basically saplings with like a remnant of an old stump sprout from the blight. That gave us an indicator that this was the forest when the chestnut blight hit. That's the telltale sign of how to find chestnut. You gotta look for an older forest. It would have to have been woods when the chestnut hit, when the blight struck. I decided to go into all the various woods I've been in over the years to see if we could find more. Eventually, we kept getting bigger and bigger trees. Eventually, I found trees that were about 60 feet tall. I decided that I would go to this organization that was committed on restoring to the chestnuts. I'm saying that there are good-sized trees in Fairfax County, Virginia. I was eventually forwarded to Gary Carver, the Maryland chapter, who I showed my finds to. And then he told me about a couple 60-foot trees that were in Glen Carlin Park in Arlington, Virginia, which is a county which is very heavily urbanized. Now, at first, this was probably about 2005 area. And if I were to tell you that a tree existed in Arlington that size, people will laugh at you. So that's what the digital camera is for. To document, to fight all the skeptics. So I've also seen memories. I've also seen trees that are fairly old that are probably 45 minutes outside Washington. I don't necessarily see hope. I don't see pessimism and mourning. I see hope. I think the American chestnut is coming back. There are new theories out that there are larger trees closer to the old chestnut ground zero, which was at the Bronx Zoo in 1904. the closer you get to that area, the higher chance of there might be surviving trees, that maybe the chestnut might be finally developing evolutionary traits of its own. But this is just new. This is just new within the past year.
So how'd you get so into the chestnut though? Like, what is it about the chestnut that sparked your interest in?
The woods that we were doing the archaeological dig was a remnant of a much larger forest that recently got developed. And I'm kind of doing this for my hometown.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we found that my community had a very high concentration of trees, of surviving trees. I decided that this area was really affected by the blight. Like, I've heard the stories about all the old folk in rural Appalachia that were just destroyed by the loss of the chestnut. Well, Fairfax County was also affected too. I have a somewhat different specialty as I try to work in suburban and urban settings. One neighborhood near where I am, a developer discovered a chestnut back in the early 70s and altered the plans of the development to around some of the chestnuts. So I think the community I'm from has already been committed to saving the chestnut. And it was also in a neighborhood where a chestnut cabin that was dated from about the Revolutionary War times were there. Another note of interest is Fairfax County is also the the home of Mount Vernon, which is the home of our first president, George Washington. And I was going through a park that said Washington Rochambeau Ragon Road, September 25th, 1781. If you don't know what that is, that's the route they were taken down to Yorktown. It's the route they took that went all the way down to Yorktown. And I kind of wonder if there was any chestnut in this area back then. There's definitely hemlock in that area. And we definitely know that there are old hemlock stands in Fairfax County that are still safe from hemlock woolly adelgid, another species.
Well, do you have any kind of like concerns or hopes or fears for the Chestnut Foundation and the work they're doing and the kind of... Here we are at the 25th anniversary meeting, but the next 25 years, what'll happen?
I'm not that concerned. I don't think the chestnut's going to go extinct.
Do you have any like personal advice from Brian Smith or your perspective on it?
I'm young. I'm open-minded. Rule 101 of chestnut hunting, especially in Northern Virginia, keep an open mind. Because people will think that you have to go into remote areas of Great Smoky Mountains or someplace like that to look for chestnut. That is not the case. I find them behind shopping centers. We find them in office parks. And this is just not in Washington. We've also been told this happens in Boston all the time. So what I'm trying to do is maybe try to get the Northeast Corridor Initiative to try to do restoration of chestnut exclusively for the Northeast Corridor. And we also know that chestnut can consume a high amount of carbon dioxide, which will help alleviate the pollution that plagues many Northeast cities.
Interesting.
So you think the salvation for the chestnut tree might be urban and suburban, and that on the counter side of that, that some of the salvation for urban and suburban life might be the chestnut tree?
Tricky one, because you got to be careful, because you can't probably make it in too much. You don't want burrs going, then you get dog walkers complaining. I had a story of a woman who was concerned that she might have had an American chestnut on her property. She had concern because the burrs were hurt. Her dog got hurt by the burrs. The tree was Chinese, but I think the woman did the right thing.
What'd she do?
I told her, if you want to cut it down, go ahead.
And she did.
I don't know. I didn't follow up.
So you know you have a lot of faith, it sounds like, in the American chestnut, that it will sort of take care of itself, rebound on its own. Is that what?
Not with. It'll be a little bit of both.
Okay.
It'll be human intervention. It might be partially, maybe it might rebound on its own. It might be a combination of both. We don't know yet.
And when you say human intervention, do you mean simply protecting the trees that you find?
Protecting trees, releasing trees.
Are there any other stories you can think of in the year, 10 years, I guess you've been, how many years has it been that you've been a...
I've been doing this since 2005.
Okay, just the last 3 years then. Were your parents involved in the Chestnut Foundation? Or?
No.
What do they think about your work?
They like it.
They don't think you're nut wandering
around. Oh, no. No. They definitely know the story.
Is there anything else you can think of, Brian, that you want to share?
Not this time.
Storied out? Okay, well, keep...
passed down to me second-handedly. The community of Oakden was named after a tree that the locals lore dated to about 1700. And the tree's probably about four to 5 feet in diameter. I was able to get a secondhand story from an old-timer saying that the chestnuts in Oakden probably got almost as big.
Hmm. Wow.
So there's a lot of... I think I've also been told that Northern Virginia area has also got a high rate of biodiversity. Mm-hmm. Because it's a junction point between the northern species and southern species. So it's also in the